ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
as it is, chapter 11, called The Universal Form, text number 9. Sankara
Uvacha
Evam Uktvat Torajan
Evam
Uktvat Torajan
Evam Uktvat Torajan
Mahayugeshwaro Harihi
महायुगेश्वरो
हरिः
महायुगेश्वरो हरिः
दर्शयामाश पार्थाय
दर्शयामाश पार्थाय
दर्शयामाश पार्थाय
दर्शयामाश पार्थाय
परमं रूपम् ऐश्वरम्
परमं रूपम् ऐश्वरम्
परमं रूपम् ऐश्वरम्
परमं रूपम् ऐश्वरम्
गर्वाच
इवमुक्त
तोराजन् महायोगेश्वर हरिः
महायोगेश्वरो हरिः
दर्शयमास पाताय
दर्शयमास पाताय
परमं रूपमैश्वरम्
परमं रूपमैश्वरम्
Translation word means Sanjay Vacha.
Sanjay Vacha.
Sanjay said.
Sanjay said.
Evam.
Evam.
Thus.
Thus.
Uktva.
Uktva.
Saying.
Saying.
Tataha.
Tataha.
Thereafter.
Thereafter.
Rajan.
Rajan.
O king.
O king.
Mahayoga Ishwarah.
Mahayoga Ishwarah.
Most powerful mystic.
Harihi, Harihi,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Darshayam Asa.
Darshayam Asa.
Showed.
Showed.
Parthaya.
Parthaya.
Unto Arjuna.
Arjuna.
Paramam,
Paramam,
the divine,
divine.
Rupam Aishwaram,
Rupam Aishwaram,
the universal form,
universal form.
Translation. Sanjaya said, O King, having spoken thus, the Supreme Lord of all mystic power, the Personality of Godhead, displayed his universal form to Arjuna. Responsibly, please repeat. Sanjaya said,
Sanjaya said,
O King, having spoken thus,
O King, having spoken thus,
the Supreme Lord of all mystic power,
Supreme Lord of all mystic power,
the Personality of Godhead,
the Personality of Godhead,
displayed his universal form to Arjuna.
Displayed his universal form to Arjuna.
There's no purport by Srila Prabhupada here, and we'll go on to the subsequent verses, but from this translation, we can understand that Lord Krishna is the Lord of all mystic power. So sometimes we see manifestations of mystic power in the world. There is a so-called yogi in India who allows his followers to call him God, and he does all kinds of tricks. He has some mystic power, or he's an excellent magician. one or the other. But he gives ashes from his hand. I met him. He puts his hand out, ashes fall down from his hand. He has been caught cheating in the past. But whatever he is, he cannot compare to Srila Prabhupada. Can't compare to Srila Prabhupada. Can't compare to Lord Krishna. But he can't compare to Srila Prabhupada either. Once Srila Prabhupada said, when some member told him that Sai Baba could produce a golden watch, that why doesn't he produce a mountain of gold? Then we can sell the gold and feed all the poor people and solve a lot of world problems. But just giving golden watches to politicians, what is that? The cheater. And here also it is mentioned that Darshayam Asa, Krishna showed his universal form to Arjuna. It's not like when you look up at night and you see the moon. Everybody can see the moon, everybody can see the sun, you don't need any special benediction from Krishna. But to actually see God in his universal aspect, and here it's called Rupam Aishwaram. Rupam meaning form and Aishwaram meaning opulence. So this universal form is full of all opulence. And generally those who get the opportunity to see God's great, gigantic, universal form, they are in awe. In other words, it's awesome. That's where that word comes from. It's not invented by the X generation or the whatever. But Krishna has to give you that darshan, and I think it's mentioned in one of these verses here, Dadami Divyam Te Chakshu. Have we already read that? Huh? Yeah. Therefore I give you divine eyes to see my form. Yeah, Divyam Dadami Te Chakshu, text number 8, that's right. You cannot see me with your present eyes, therefore I give you divine eyes. Behold my mystic opulence. Okay. Big long purport. So Krishna does it. Displays it. Krishna explains in the 8th chapter, 9th chapter, that I am the light of the sun and the moon. Prabhashmi shashashu lado. Where is that? Which chapter is that in? Huh? You got it there in the index? The opulence, the absolute is 10. Most confidential knowledge is 9. 21. Huh?
10:21.
So, and it's one of his opulences, or he explains how he can be seen. Russell Hum. And this is actually very, very nice. Every time we drink water, we can train our mind, and it takes a little effort, but every time you drink water, you definitely get a feeling of satisfaction, and you can think that satisfaction is coming from Now, if just by drinking water is giving me such satisfaction, what if I can actually see the person Krishna is, form of Shyam Sundar? What if I can dance with Krishna? What if I can play and wrestle with Krishna? How much more our satisfaction of.
Yeah.
So Krishna can satisfy all of us, and he says, I am the light of the sun and the moon. So we have to realize that we're helpless. Without Krishna, we can't even see. I just read a letter today that I got from someone in Brazil. One of my god brothers was there. His name was Tribhuvanath. So he saw this lady who was treated, and for 20 years or 25 years she was as blind as a bat. It's an English expression, it means very blind. Bats do not move by their eyes. They have radar. They actually have radar, like these stealth fighters, what do they call them, the F-15s, or no, F-something or others. Foolish something. No. Anyway, they have these planes that can move, and they're expert at avoiding the enemy because they have this powerful radar system. So bats are like that, but they can't see. So this lady was blind as a bat, and then just by some 2 minutes healing, she could see perfectly. She threw her glasses away. She had perfect vision. So in that way, without the sun, none of us can see. You know how frightening it is to be sometimes in a pitch black room? If you get stuck in a room somewhere. I don't know what the circumstances would be leading up to it. I know I've had situations like that where I was caught when I was a little kid in a basement of our house. Basement was no windows, the door slammed shut, locked, and there was no light. And I was pretty frightened, because I couldn't see. I had eyes. I ate lots of carrots. But I didn't have night vision. Unless Krishna gives us the power to see, we can't see. So everything is Krishna's opulence, and if we want to see him, Didami Divyam Te Chakshu, he has to give us divine eyes. I always remember it. So cute. For those of you that like cute things, there's a television show called 60 Minutes. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's kind of an international show. They are certainly all over America. I don't know if they have them anymore, but it would profile different groups or different things that were happening in the world. And it was a 1 hour show, obviously. It wasn't, you know, a half hour show called 60 Minutes. It was a 60-minute show. And anyway, in Australia, this 60-minute show went out to our farm near Melbourne, Sydney. What's that city? I forget. Begins with a T. One of the most beautiful, one of the cleanest cities in the world. They don't have cars, they have trams. Anyway, we have a huge farm there.
called Willenbach.
So they had a school, a really nice school. This is the school that Prahlad went to. And so the interviewer was showing the kids, you know, in bathing in the lake, and you know, I think Prahlad's in there. Sri, it's Prahlad, I think he's saying, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Got his copan on, and that's it. You know, he's in his cold water and singing for the audience, as he always does. He always has since he was this high. On the air, on TV. But this one child that they interviewed, and the interviewer said that, do you know who is God? And the little boy said, Krishna. And then the interviewer said, have you seen Krishna? The little boy said, you've got to have the eyes. You can't see Krishna unless you have got the eyes.
That's so beautiful.
Somebody really brainwashed that kid.
But it's a fact.
Unless Pramanjana Churita Bhakti Vilo Janena, unless your eyes are purified, and unless you have love in your, you know, that's a real good reason to start by loving the devotees. It's not like you have hatred in your eyes for the devotees and love in your eyes for Krishna. It's such a contradiction when we don't know it. We've got such great eyes, we can't even see our nose. Can't even see things that are so obvious. How am I going to love Krishna if I can't love his devotees? If my mind just wants to find fault in the devotees, it's been trained that way and I allowed to go on. And I think that Krishna will be so pleased with me that he'll reveal himself to me so that I can criticize him too. Then we're in a grand illusion. We can see Krishna in his universal form, we can see Krishna in his two-arm form. We can see the soul, we can see the super soul, we can see eternal time, we can see unlimited happiness, but we have to somehow get rid of all of our bad qualities, our anarthas. Anartha nivritti syat, where does that come from? It comes from sraddha, faith in the process. It comes from sadhu sangha. It comes from sadhana. It comes from seva. Then nishtha, firm faith. Then anartha nivritti. It takes work. Sometimes I curse myself because as a young brahmachari I used to pray to Krishna, and prayer really, I used to pray, I've always prayed all my life. I was one of those little kids who went, you know, on his knees before he went to sleep and said his prayers, dear Lord, you know, could I get a bicycle for Christmas? but I also prayed. I used to pray, funny, I used to pray, I was a Catholic, but I used to pray, Lord, I know you're up there. I don't know who you are, but please, here's my email address. You know, please contact me. I want to get out of this place real bad. Anyway, this is a young Brahmachari. Used to pray to Krishna. Really, I'm so sincere. Oh Lord, I'm so fallen that I can't surrender to Krishna, I can't surrender to you on my own. So please put me in a position where I'll be forced to surrender to you. I should have been more careful. Because he did. Oh, gosh. But I'm still, you know, despite all the suffering I went through and I'm going through, I wouldn't change a bit of it because it's a tremendous education. And I love education, especially when it brings me closer to Krishna. And how do I know I'm getting closer to Krishna? Because he keeps putting more and more heavy tests on me. So I must have passed the one below and I won't get the higher one. So, if we don't have any affection and love for the devotees, then Krishna won't be interested in us. No matter how much of a show we make. Text number 10 and 11. Aneka Bhaktra Nayanam, Aneka Abhuta Darshanam, Aneka Divya Bharanam, Divyani Kodayat Yudam, Divya Malyam Varadharam, Divya Gandhanu Lepanam, Sarvascharya Mayam Devam Anantam Vishvatomukam. Arjuna saw in that universal form unlimited mouths, unlimited eyes, unlimited wonderful visions. The form was decorated with many celestial ornaments and bore many upraised weapons. He wore celestial garlands. You know what celestial means? Everybody knows that word. Divine or heavenly. Celestial garlands and garments. And many divine scents, meaning incense or perfumes or whatever, were smeared over his body. All was wondrous, brilliant, unlimited, ever expanding. Report by Srila Prabhupada. In these two verses, the repeated use of the word many indicates that there was no limit to the number of hands, mouths, legs, and other manifestations Arjuna was seeing. These manifestations were distributed throughout the universe, but by the grace of the Lord, Arjuna could see them while sitting in one place. That was due to the inconceivable potency of Krishna. Well, nowadays, we've got Steven Spielberg. And he tries to show us wonderful things that we can't see ordinarily by using computer graphics and various tricks and techniques of cinema. And you go to a movie and you think it's very wonderful. But we can't imagine what Arjuna saw. He was able to see within the body of Krishna, is looking at Krishna, you know. Not sure how big Krishna was. Does anybody know? There's a website where you can get all this information when Krishna was born. Anybody know? Was he 6'2" or was he? I don't know. Anyway, Kshatriyas were much bigger than men today. Many times bigger. So Krishna was. I've heard it said that he was 5'8". It's my height. He was medium size, but medium height. But anyway, I'm going to research that. Yeah, you haven't heard anything, huh? Krishna's size. 125 years, we know that much, but that's about all. Have you heard, like, the distance in Brajamandala? I mean, people were much bigger and had much longer strides. Of course, you see Krishna's footprints there in Vrindavan. I don't know how authentic they are, but they weren't that big, were they? Interesting. Who would like to research this? Don't everybody volunteer at once. Anyone like to look up statistics on Krishna? How about you? Yeah. Huh?
If you have the sources.
Huh?
She said if you have the sources that she can do that. Source.
The source codes for Krishna. well, okay, I volunteer Mayapur to do it. But anyway, he looked into Krishna, and through this, just like Mother Yashoda, you know, Krishna opened up his mouth and she looked into fine clay and she also saw the universal form. Very few people saw this universal form. But Mother Yashoda saw, Arjuna saw, and vast, you can imagine, skies, flowing, moving everywhere, arms and legs, and the whole universe is coming together in one kind of kaleidoscope. You know what a kaleidoscope is? The whole universe. It's incredible. And so beautiful and attractive with all the colors. Forms would rise at once into the sky. Their radiance might resemble the effulgence of the Supreme Person in that universal form. There's an example. Hundreds of thousands of suns. Now, I have been really, really happy the last couple of days. Because after a long, long time, we're seeing the sun in Ludhiana. And it's so nice to watch it rise in the sky. But just imagine if hundreds of thousands of suns. I mean, that's like, I don't even know if you can see, you know, looking everywhere. 75, 90, hundreds of thousands of suns. That's a material comparison of how wonderful it would be to see Krishna's universal form. What Arjuna saw was indescribable. Yet Sanjaya is trying to give a mental picture of that great revelation to Dhritarashtra. Aha! There's another instance where the universal form was revealed. Who knows that? Any other times? Anybody read Mahabharata? What is it?
It's when Krishna came to him as the Napur. The times he showed to Duryodhana and Karna and other Shakuni.
I think Dhritarashtra also saw it. He prayed to see it even though he was blind, and therefore he saw it. So neither Sanjaya nor Dhritarashtra was present, but Sanjaya, by the grace of Vyas, could see whatever happened. Thus he now compares the situation, as far as it can be understood, to an imaginable phenomena, i.e. thousands of suns, but hardly imaginable. Maybe Steven Spielberg could make it happen, I don't know. So, are there any questions or any comments about anything we discussed this evening? Would you like to make some comments? Go ahead. No? Yes?
She's asking, they learned in school that in previous times people were smaller than now. because they saw that there was some house of covered wise in Slovenia that was very small. So due to these findings, they learned in school that people were smaller. So she's asking whether only Kshatriyas were so big and brown.
Everybody else was down
there.
Now, there are two ways of understanding things. One is the empirical method by using our senses. And the other way is to understand by hearing from higher authorities. Now, evolution teaches us that we all came from monkeys. So, the Bhagavad Gita is very, very old. So the Bhagavad Gita came from monkeys. Somehow endowed. Teachers are paid to teach whatever curriculum is given them. Not one of them has ever done any research to find out what their teaching is true. There are people called anthropologists and archaeologists, and they're paid to research the past. From the archaeology, from the earth, from the deposits, I'll explain that. Or from various ways they have to put together a world, a description of the world. And they also have to feed their families, and they also want to drive nice cars, and they also want to have a summer home on the coast. So they do their job so they can get money. None of them are really interested in the absolute truth. None of them are very philosophical. And if they were to teach something that goes against what the government and what influential scientists want them to teach, they would lose their jobs. But the fact is that they make lots and lots of mistakes. Imperfect senses, committing mistakes, cheating, tendency to be an illusion. These are propensities of everyone. So, some of our devotees, as well as some very brilliant Christian scholars, scientists, have found that animals and human forms have existed for millions and millions of years. But modern scientists ignore it completely because they want to teach what they've always taught and they don't like anything new. They've got a kind of control over society. Religious organizations do the same thing. In the so-called Dark Ages or medieval Europe, the church had control of the people, and especially the priests. All the ceremonies in the church were performed in Latin. Most of the people didn't know Latin. So if they wanted anything done, they had to bow down to the priests. And the priests could cheat, they could do anything, because they were the demigods. Now, the priests have been thrown out, and the scientists are the new priests, high priests. But I would get an education, but remember that whatever they teach you is not always fact, and try to learn from the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and you can know both things side by side. According to our knowledge, people were more intelligent thousands of years ago, and they were healthier and bigger. Here's an example. You are a product of your mother and father. So your body was made from their bodies. So generally, if they were very weak, then you'll be weak or even weaker. Whatever source you come from, you may be a little bit less. So, gradually, generation by generation, as people live irregular lives, eating the wrong foods, and breathing in poisonous air, taking all sorts of horrible intoxications that are bad for the body, and, wasting all of their bodily fluids, on unrestricted sex life, things are bound to get weaker and weaker. People are bound to become weaker and smaller and less brain. And you should always ask these kind of questions, because it's true that in order to go to school and get an education, you have to play their game. But you should have an open mind and listen to what Madhvacharya is telling you, Ramanujacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhakti Siddhanta, Srila Prabhupada, all of the great men. Okay, thank you.
Actually, now we can understand this form is a permanent form which is existing.
Really?
It was just shown to Arjuna and to Vaishnavi.
What? I'm deaf.
No,
no, stand up. Sorry. Because I really can't hear, I'm partially deaf.
This form which was shown to Arjuna, it's a permanent form? Or
no.
It was just shown.
Temporary form.
It was just shown for this, on this occasion, or is.
It's a temporary permanent form. It doesn't exist in the spiritual world, and the cosmos is wound up, that form is also wound up, but it's the same form. What's the example given? We read something about an example was given of the universal form of knowledge. Permanent and yet, huh? I seem to recall reading something about it. Although a transcendental form is just manifested for the cosmic manifestation, is therefore subject to the temporary time of this material world. This material nature is manifested and not manifested. Similarly, this unal form of Krishna is manifested and non-manifested. It is not eternally situated in the spiritual sky like Krishna's other forms. Well, you know, the material world has a particular form. It doesn't come out looking like a triangle sometimes and like an egg other times, or, you know, it's always in an egg shape. For some of other Krishna's universal forms like that. Grant that I see my father.